I told her quite a story, said I'd love her forevermore. But the trouble is, I tell the same old story to every girl that walks through the door. This is the slick start talking at you, honey. Get nothing in the end. What you talking about, ladies? This is the snakes that talking to you. I don't do nothing but tell the truth. Well, they thought this dude might learn a lesson, but I didn't learn a thing at all. While late last night, I was out there messing with a lady. Hey, baby, spend the night at my house. She said,
no way, you jive little mouse.
I said, hey, now, baby, can't take no more. So she threw me on the floor in a big old bowl, singing, jive so bro, a jive so bro. And you always lie to your friends. You're a jive so bro, a jive so bro. And you never get nothing in the end.
So we're live and direct, Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM.
What's happening?
That's right. We got Corey in the building, DJ Platforms in the building. Hope you guys are having a good 2026 so far, man. The year is in full swing. And, yeah.
Yeah, here to play some music.
We're here to play some music, man. We had some, pulled out some old vinyl that's off of the Pile Driver, the wrestling album, Volume 2.
Yeah, all right. Made me laugh, actually.
Yeah, 1987, sure. Man.
87.
With Hulk Hogan on the cover, man. Rest in peace. Hulk Hogan, the Hulkamaniacs, man. That was Jive Soul Bro. That was the doctor's style slick. He was a manager back in the late 80s for pro wrestling, and he was kind of spit off of Slick Rick, you know, because Slick Rick was big back then. So they looked at a hip-hop world, and they said, okay, we're going to create a manager that kind of mimics Slick, and that way people can connect with that character, you know?
Yeah, that's the first time I'm hearing about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so you got to be up on your wrestling, bro.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a big part. It's a big part of your life. But you just don't even know it.
I don't know it yet.
So we're gonna move into some hip hop, man. What do you got next up there, man?
Let's do. We got some vinyl here.
You got some vinyl, man. Yeah. You got. Oh, it looks like you got Ice-T.
Ice-T.
From the Iceberg album. This is 89, man.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Lethal Weapon.
We'll do some Lethal Weapon, man.
Yeah.
It's a good album. It's a good track, man. This is Ice-T back when he's kind of doing his rock rap type stuff, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see what this record's all about, though.
All right, let's do it. Lethal Weapon.
And I see you on a jack move, laying down a dope groove, smoking those who disapprove, wrecking the deck. You regret if you cross punk, rolling like a Mack truck, waxing those who talk jump, dialing you in. I got your face in my crosshairs. Wanna see you don't bust, sucker, cause I don't care. Nothing about you, your crew, because you talk shit. I'm the lethal weapon boy, riding the apocalypse. If you're in my way, you lay beneath the ground soon. Violence is my business, fool. The microphone is doomed. Mission massacre all punks as I bust cats. Feeling your back, my ammunition, hollow point wraps. You try to run, that makes it even more fun. I just go lamp and damn you with the shotgun. Cops try to flex. But guns they'll never find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon or assassinator if the people ain't stepping. The lethal weapon.
You hit the deck as rap busts from my lips. You think I'm finished? I load another clip, look in my face. I crack an evil grin, lyrics break death from the microphone Mac 10. Sucker MCs, you ain't down with the syndicate. Try to kick game, but end up talking weak shit. Yo, you weak, you whack, you need to quit, you little punk bitch. Go work with your mother, go dig a damn ditch. Get out my face, I'm tired of the press too. You write about me, I write about you. You think I'm violent, but listening you will find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The assassinator, if the people ain't stepping. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon, the assassinator, if the people ain't stepping.
Up against the wall, it's Valentine's Day. The massacre's about due for a replay. I'm about to explode like a hand grenade. Evilly do damage on a crossfade. Cuts like a battle axe, you try to bite, get ice, my rat's a booby trap. Claim a mind designed by the ice himself. You beg for mercy as you read the hand you dealt. Cause there's no let up, you're walking through a setup. It's sucking you down and now you can't get up. Why? Because you froze the moment we met up. And I never run punk, I go head up. I ain't no fool, a new jack pop and fake rap. I rap from the heart and soul, but only facts are kept. Many rappers sell out pop and other MCs slept. I ain't in no playing mood, so nigga watch your step. Cause if you cross the bars, you go to bed quick. No one situation, boy, cause it's a syndicate. Cause if we choose to move, you're gone. And no remains they'll find. My lethal weapon's my mind.
The lethal weapon. The assassinator, if the people ain't stepping. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon, the assassinator, if the people ain't stepping.
More bodies than John Gotti, the lethal weapon is slain. Just open any book, that's ammo to the brain. What really matters is how well is your weapon drained. Some will say genius, while others will say insane. The weapon power has been witnessed upon many pages. From Martin Luther's dream to Hitler's psycho rage. With more powerful a brain or a 12 gauge. The words I speak have scared many people to this stage. But promote violence, I really have to disagree. It's entertainment, like Terminator on TV. But some will never see it, stupid, ignorant, and blind. The lethal weapon's the mind.
The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon, the assassinator. If the people
the
ain't stepping. The lethal weapon. The lethal weapon, the assassinator. If the people ain't stepping.
The mind. You know what I'm saying? I got my jammy with me at all times. You know what I'm saying? It can't take this one thing away from me that's got more power than any gun in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about brain power, huh, boy? It can't mess with me because I'm too smart for them out there. You know what I'm saying? Fully strapped, always packed. Go to the library, get some more ammo. You know what I'm saying?
That was Mr. Ice-T, Lethal Weapon.
Mr. Tracy Morrow, man. That's his government name.
Oh, yeah?
Tracy Morrow, a.k.a. Ice-T.
That's a new one for me. I didn't even know it was his real name.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he called himself Ice-T. His first name is Tracy.
Okay.
Yeah, he never liked that name Tracy, so He said back in the day, just call me Ice-T.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's just, that's like a woman's name almost.
Tracy?
Well, it's T-R-A-C-Y. I think that's how it's spelled. Yeah.
That could be a woman's name.
Could be a woman's name, but that's his real name.
Yeah, no doubt. I was thinking we should get into some, we got Hunter the Tucker Man here. We should probably get into some of that.
Yeah, man, watch your back.
Hunter Man's coming.
The Hunter Man's coming. So tell him the story about this album, man. This is a shelved album from like 95 or so.
Yeah, I think it was shelved in 95.
Yeah, it didn't come out.
Yeah, but then a company re-released it.
Yeah, in 2021, Smoke On Records. It's a company based out in Germany.
Yeah, I remember when you ordered that one.
Yeah. Because the album is called Concrete Jungle 1995, it says on there. So that's when it was actually done.
Yeah. I had higher hopes for the album itself, but...
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't the greatest, but yeah.
Yeah. But we'll get into...
Yeah, the lead single off the album, Watch Your Back.
Yeah, gotta watch your back.
Remember, the sound quality of this wasn't too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't mastered too well. You can hear it already. Watch your back.
I'm the last one to stand, and that's evident that I'm the man. Happy like a pimp in Vogue's underpants. You on a mission, wish you listen, I shun the plan. These are the words you heard from the Hunter Man. Watch your back, cause the Hunter Man's coming.
Sorry, I found it.
Watch your back, because the hunter man's coming. That's a good one.
I love it. I love it.
That's a good one. We got another track here. Another record here that we got here. It's called Hip Hop and Rapping in the House. I think you said this was from 1988. So we're going to go through a song or two on here.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
All right. What do you think about that?
I think that was all right. That was some raw bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Yeah.
It Takes Two.
Yeah.
That's a classic, actually.
Beyond classic, man.
Yeah.
He's still touring these days, man, raw bass.
Oh, no way.
Easy Rock has passed away, eh? So,
okay.
But raw bass, he still does like 90s like shows and he's touring the world still doing that song, making lots of money.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, so we're going to get in some Whistle, I think.
Whistle, yeah.
Just
Buggin'. There's another one on here called Whistle. Nothing Serious, Just Buggin'. We can get into that.
I'm sweating, cause I'm letting me be repro, so I give no, I got the feeling.
All right, should be coming now.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. 1986, this is 40 years ago.
And this is true, we love to do the things that we're not supposed to do. We don't mean robbing, stealing, or mugging. In fact, don't take it seriously, we're only bugging.
That was French. That was French. That was French. That was French.
Party people's in a place we want you all to see that we can be taken seriously. But if you don't believe that, then forget you all, cause we're gonna party hardy and have a ball. Cause we're here to prove through bugged out means that things aren't always what they seem. We want you all to scream and start to shout as we go on a mission and bug on out. And this is true, we love to do the things that we're not supposed to do. We don't mean robbing, stealing, or mugging. In fact, don't take it seriously, we're only bugging.
Yeah, that was Whistle. Nothing Serious, Just Buggin'. What do you guys think about that one? That was kind of funky to me anyways.
Yeah, it was dope, man. You know, he just had the sample. He's playing around on the key.
Yeah.
That sample.
It's a short track, though.
Yeah. So those guys were kind of like a one-hit wonder. They didn't have much music, but I think they only came out with one album from what I've seen.
Fair enough.
And then we're going to get into some what?
I don't know. What are you thinking? I was thinking maybe some Large Pro. What do you think?
Yeah, man. Some Large Professor.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
This song's called Brand New. I remember this is like the first song I played when I had my first DJ gig in 2002.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I played this song because I got the album in 2002 right when it came out off of Sandbox Automatic, which is one of the first hip-hop sites online to sell vinyl.
That was a good site, actually.
Yeah, it came out like 95. That was before undergroundhiphop.com.
Yeah.
Because undergroundhiphop.com came out in 97. So Sandbox came out...
They're
both good, but Sandbox came out earlier, and it was just like text and pictures. It wasn't much. Sandbox, you remember it?
Yeah, the store was very minimal.
It was very minimal, yeah, exactly, yeah. And I bought this album in 2002, and then later that year, I had my first DJ gig, and I played the following song. It was the first song I played out when I started DJing.
Oh, nice.
This is called Brand New.
Let's get into it.
Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. A brand new sound, a brand new creation. I'm cruising through your town, can you feel a sensation? Like when McRae, yo, fuck an invitation. Strictly authentic, ain't nothing imitation. Right here, yeah, straight up, plain and simple. A 7-train nigga from Maine to Grand Central. Waiting and waiting to make his grand intro. It's on now, I'm coming through, out the trench, yo. Grimy, rough, your fly shoes get scuffed. I peeped while you was all on that dude just bluff. OG without a cuff, yeah, and you him up. Fake dudes, give them the boot. You been cut from the roster. Hasta la vista, Easter bunny rabbit ass rappers. Moving ass backwards. I'm about to raise the roof on y'all slackers. And bum rush, how they used to do it on Flatbush. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. A brand new sound, a brand new format. I'm here to break clowns, lay them down to the doormat. Sitting in a crowded little house like photo mat years ago. Now I'm that whiz that flow like blood through your arteries, getting you open. But Queens Day, Harlem Week, spitting the potent. Probably, no pardon me, this year's slogan. I know you all wanna shine with your whips, but I only roll 4, 5, 6 trips. I'm about to take cash, why you licking your lips? Always acting straight ass, man, you look like a bitch. Be a man, motherfucker, stop riding the bone. Every time I turn around, there you are on the phone. Soap operin', gossiping, about to get boxed in. Swinging low, yo, you need to come out for oxygen. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. A brand new sound, a brand new method. A way of getting down, and it's done with no effort. I'm on my way now to get the Jordans off Leffers. You keep hanging up when you call, leave a message. You asshole, fishnet, trout, tuna, casserole. I rope a dope, come through, swinging lassos. Hogtie piglets, spearhead bulls. Can't remember when this game right here had rules. But now it's all changed, nowadays you got dudes who use the next beat that the next man used. 2 days ago, niggas is so lackadaisical. I make the chicks in the place go. I know where this game come from and where it's going. Know the old schoolers and ain't afraid to show it. Like running DMC, a Queens poet. Lost Pro is the name, y'all niggas know it. So come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound. Come on, everybody, let's talk it down. What we have is a brand new sound.
Yeah, so that was off Large Professor's first album.
Yeah.
That was before the L, because the LP got shelved and it got released in like 08 or 09 or something.
Yeah.
This is 2002. This is his first official solo record.
This one, I don't think.
You never heard this album front to back? You got to check it out, man. It's dope.
Yeah, definitely we'll have to check it out.
It's got some bangers on there. Yeah, man. First Class. And I remember when this came out, it was shipped with a bootleg version of the LP.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was like a bootleg. It was like a blank CD or something like that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and I got it with that. And I got a poster that's autographed by Large Professor. Oh, I don't know if it's in here. I think I think I have it in my closet or something. Yeah, I have it in my closet. It's not in here. And it's signed by Large Professor. Yeah. 2002.
Interesting, man.
Yeah, man. So that's like, what, like 25 years ago now?
Yeah.
No, 24 years ago? 2002?
Yeah, time's flying by.
Jesus, man. Okay, so we're going to go back even further now. So the year you're born, 1985.
Yeah. Taking it back. Off the Crush Groove. Yeah. At the Crush Groove album.
So if you guys haven't seen the movie Crush Groove, you got to watch it, man.
Yeah, we actually watched it on the other day.
I think, is that the one we saw?
We watched it, well, maybe a couple months ago.
Is that the one we saw? I'm not sure if that's the one we saw.
Yeah, I think so.
With LL Cool J's in it?
Yeah.
He's like 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did watch it. Yeah, you saw him. That's the first time he was on film. It was 1986, 85, yeah. Sorry, when he was like 16, he was 17.
Yeah, he was polished back then.
He was, man, yeah.
For sure.
Now he's like 40, no, he's like 57 going on 58. It's crazy, eh? Yeah, it's, yeah, his birthday is in January, actually, so he's turning 58 this month.
Oh, nice.
LL Cool J, he's almost freaking 60, bro, but he's still jacked. So what are we going to hear off this one?
I don't know. There was a song there with Run DMC on there. Crush Groove All-Stars.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, Crush Groove All-Stars. So the Fat Boys, Run DMC, Sheely, and Curtis Blow.
Yeah, everybody's on there.
Let's do it.
Sheila E.
Yeah, she's affiliated with Prince, eh? She started off with Prince as a backup drummer or something like that, and then she went solo.
Fair enough.
Crush grooving, body moving.
I get shit, y'all. I'm Curtis Blow and I'm the king and I'm the best, y'all. And I'll tell you why, cause I'm fresh, y'all. From the north to south, east to west, y'all. Now I rock house parties in the B-boys dance. And never ever gave a sucker MC a chance. Cause I'm a rhyme creator, crowd motivator. I'm chilling on you now, but I can serve you later. So check out my crew that could never be beat. A Curtis Blow, Sheila, Ian, Run, DMC. And to the back boys, and now you're down by law. Down with the best, now let's even the score. Now just throw your hands in the air, and wave them like you just don't care. And if you wanna bust a move of a crush groove, somebody say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you don't stop, or that crush groove rock till we hit the top. Somebody scream.
Chorus is catchy on that one.
Yeah, that's a catchy one, man.
Yeah, it is a catchy one.
1985, when like rap was like an obscure underground thing bubbling up, you know?
Yeah, just at the beginning.
Just at the beginning, man. The caveman days of hip hop, man.
Yeah, I like it though.
Yeah, it's dope, man. Like, was, you guys check out that movie, man. It's on, I think it's on like Netflix and or maybe Tubi or something like
Tubi,
that.
I think.
Yeah, I think it's on there. Yeah. Yeah. Check it out if you haven't seen it, man. Crush Groove, 1985.
I enjoyed it, for sure. So what do you want to get into?
Yeah, let's play some Houdini, man, I think.
I think that's a good one to pick. I know just what to play.
So that's off of their... This is their second album, Escape, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because their first album is the self-titled one. And so this is the album that they... Because actually, to tell people the history, man... Is this the album that they hooked up with Larry Smith, the legendary, iconic Larry Smith that, like DMC from Run DMC says, the most legendary hip-hop producer that nobody knows about?
Yeah.
Larry Smith. Nobody, if you ask a regular hip-hop person, you say Larry Smith, they wouldn't
don't know who he is.
They don't know who he is, man. Because their first album, they hooked up with Thomas Dolby, this kind of like rock engineer, and he did a bunch of like rock stuff. So the first album was okay, but they wanted like a more like urban type of feel. So they flew out Larry Smith to London because Jive Records at the time, their studios were in London, which is overseas. So
yeah.
So these guys are coming out the hood, man. Never been out of the city of Brooklyn. And now they're jumping on a plane for the first time, flying all the way across the ocean to London to record this album.
Nice.
And they hooked up with Larry Smith, the hip-hop engineer producer, to give it a more urban sound. And I mean, you have to understand, like, Larry had no blueprint, man. Like, he was just...
Making it up on the fly.
He was just making them on the fly. Like, nobody was doing these type of beats. Like, at the time, they were, like, looping, like, disco tracks and stuff. And so the whole boom, boom, bap, that's kind of Larry Smith's invention in hip-hop, you know? Because he did that with Sucker MCs. That was the first boom, bap song.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones.
Like, that came out in 83, man, Sucker MCs.
Yeah.
So you got to think from 79 to 83, it was all disco loops. Guys rhyming over disco tracks, eh?
So yeah, Larry changed the game.
Yeah, Larry Smith changed the game, man. Rest in peace to Larry Smith. He was big between, I would say, 83 to about 87. That was his era. But that's when rap was regional. It wasn't like a national phenomenon, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's why nobody knew about him.
Yeah.
That's why nobody knew about him, so... But so we're going to get off of the track Escape, off of their second album, Escape. Released, and this is 84. So we're keeping it mid-80s, man.
Yeah.
Notice the sound quality. They had, like, you know, a big million-dollar studio at the time to do these tracks. Listen to the quality of this, man. This is 84.
Gotta get away.
on my way to work. Some lady on the train spilled coffee on my shirt, and people started laughing like the whole thing was funny. I would've went home except I needed the money, cause times is hard, my boss is crazy. The guy that works with me, he's so damn lazy, sits around all day, drinks coffee and tea. He spends all the work to be done by me, and sometimes I wonder what they hide me for. To operate computers, I run to the store, and when I ask for a raise, they tell me be patient. I've been working 3 years without a damn vacation. Things could be better, but they're getting worse. Until I got this job, I never used to curse. Well, I had it up to here with people treating me wrong. Somebody tell the DJ to play my song. Chance I get, and if I hit, I got some place my boss can kiss. My friends are backstabbing, so I hang out alone. Think it's crazy on my job, it's no better at home. My girl's half mad, she drives me wild. All she ever cares about is living in style. She wants diamonds first, and now she wants kids. But what she needs is somewhere else to live. My psychiatrist tells me to give her more time, but one more second might blow my mind. The pressure's building up on me more and more. It's got me, so I'm doing things I never done before. I need a break, y'all. I can't take this place. I feel locked up, and I wanna escape, and I wanna escape, and I wanna escape, 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 escape.
You see the genius of Larry Smith, man. The programming.
Escape. Gotta get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
everybody can relate to that, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Having a job and you just want to escape. And just the production on that, man. It was like...
Yeah, that production was serious.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, sure. He was ahead of his time, man. Like, he wasn't just looping stuff. 100%. He was, like, playing the keyboard with the sample and stuff like that. And the breakdown and the notes and everything. Like,
yeah, before his time.
That guy, Larry Smith, he was talented, man. So we're going to move into there's an 80s vibe here, man. We got it. This compilation put out by K-Tail in 1984, I believe. This was put out. Yeah, 1984 by a company called K-Tail. They had offices in Winnipeg on Inkster Boulevard. It says here in Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they have a bunch of their... let me see. Oh, okay. It just says Winnipeg. Okay. So maybe that's the only office they had, K-Tel, in Canada. It was on Inkster Boulevard.
Oh, nice.
So it was they put together compilations and stuff of tracks from, like, American stuff, American music, and other parts of the world. And it was called K-Tel. And they put out this compilation called Breakdance back in 1984.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was given this as a gift when I was a kid. Not sure what year I got it, but I'm sure it was probably the late 80s.
Yeah, sure. We can get into that. See what it's all about.
Yeah, we'll get into one of the classic tracks. This is Rocket. This came out in 83. produced by jazz legend Herbie Hancock, man.
Okay,
you gotta,
yeah.
You got to look up Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, it's the first time I'm hearing of him.
Yeah, and he put out this song in 83. Actually, it was first shown on MTV, or not MTV, I think it was the American Music Awards in 1984. He performed it live with Grand Mixer DST doing the scratches on the hook. And everybody's like, what the heck is that? What is he doing? What is that sound, you know? Yeah. That influenced like Kubert, Mixmaster Mike. They saw it at the time. They were teenagers and they're like, what's that? And that got them to get into DJing. All right, all right. So that was Rocket. Herbie Hancock, man.
I was feeling the beat on that one.
Yeah, that was a dope one. That's 1983, man.
Yeah.
So we're gonna switch gears. Now we're getting some more modern times. Well,
yeah.
Not as far back. Not as far back, but still back.
Back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what to play off of this though. Surprise me with something.
Yeah, we're looking at the Above the Rim soundtrack.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm gonna let you pick on this one.
Yeah, there's so many different ways we can go with it, man.
Yeah. I think we're gonna play a few off here.
Yeah. So you pick one, then I'll pick one.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Jewel. It's not deep enough.
It's not deep enough. Oh, that's a good one, man. Rest in peace to Jewel, too.
I didn't even know she passed away.
Really? You didn't know that?
No.
And she passed away.
I was wondering what happened to her.
It was like around, okay, Snoop took over Death Row in 20...
probably 21, 22, right?
Yeah, around there. It was around there she passed away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It was because I remember he took over Death Row, and then it was like either 6 months or a year later she passed away.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering what happened to her.
Yeah.
She was solid.
Yeah, she was very, very pretty, too. Yeah,
very talented.
And she's on a lot of Tupac stuff.
Yeah.
Like off of All Eyes on Me album and stuff. And
yeah.
She's on a lot of hooks. Ooh, I love this splatter vinyl. It's so nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. It's not deep enough. Jewel, Death Row Records, 1994.
This is a dope one.
Yeah.
Okay, you have money in your pocket because you're an engineer. I'm trying to get paid, so quit playing back there, okay?